Good evening, everyone. I know, I heard good evening, so I said I can say good evening. Well, thank you very much for this opportunity and to give me a chance to share what God put in my heart with all of you. Before I share my message and what God gave me, I would like to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart, because we're very thankful. We are Asian, we are African, we are very thankful to the British missionary, American missionary, and other missionary who went to our country. They built churches, hospitals, and cathedrals, and they gave us gospel. And today we are believing in Jesus Christ, and we are very thankful for all of you that you went to our country and you tell us about Jesus Christ. So we are very thankful. I do have my personal testimony. A missionary, 200 years before, a missionary from Scotland, Reverend Thomas Hunter, he went to my country. He built a school, a Scottish missionary. He built a school, then school became a church, then church became a huge college. I'm thankful to God that I study in the same college. Actually, my dad also studied in the same college. So I feel that our generation heard the gospel because of this missionary who went to our country 200 years before. So we're very thankful for the Scottish missionary and for all of you for the gospel that we receive. Honestly, I was very tired because I baptized so many people. So I was feeling pain. So I was running with the right hand, the left hand. So my wife is also helping me. But thank God. 9th of March, 2013, 200 homes were burned in my city, in Lahore. And the area, I used to live in the same area, but I moved from there before I go to the USA. Well, 9th of March, they burned 200 homes. And next month, over 10,000 people came to our meeting to hear the word of God. So people are not afraid from the persecution. They're ready to give their life for Jesus Christ. So we are very thankful to God that people have very strong faith on Jesus Christ. 22nd of September, the two bombers, suicide bomber, they attack on church in Peshawar, and they killed over 150 people. They were killed in a church in Peshawar. And the next month, we baptized over 400 people. This one, 1st of October, then 2nd of October, then 15th of October. So we are very thankful that when there is a persecution, then there is a great revival. So we are very thankful to God that what God is doing through His people in my country. Well, my name is Naeem Nasser, and I'm a very tiny servant serving God in Pakistan. I finished my Bible study in the USA, and I decided to go back to my country and to serve God and tell people about Jesus Christ and bring them into the light of Jesus Christ from the darkness. In just India, during my study, I learned that they believe in 35 million God. Not 10 gods, not 20 gods, but 35 million gods. But there's only one God. Amen. The God of Abraham, the Isaac, and the Jacob, and the Israel. Yeah. There's only one God. And we are thankful that we have one God, and we're believing in true and living God. Because we are following true God. We are not following any false God. We don't need to follow the cow. We don't need to follow the mountain or tree. We need to follow the Messiah, and we're very thankful that we are following true God. Praise God. You know, in Muslim countries, I don't want to say this word, but I need to say in our every meeting, we always be careful not to use three words. That's Muslim, Muhammad, and Islam. We can say any words, but we always be careful not to say these three words. Because even if we are not saying anything against them, they will think that we are saying something bad about them. So we always be careful not to use the three words. Well, in our country, the people say the Bible has been changed. The Christian God has been changed. The Word of God has been changed. So they're not going to believe in this book. Because if this book has been changed for them, so this is just a book for them, so anybody can change. So how they can believe in the Word of God when they don't believe in the Bible, because this Bible has been changed? Let me tell you something. Weather can change. Season can be changed. The principal can be changed. President can be changed. But one thing never change. That's our God. That's the word of God. Because our God is unchangeable God. That is what we need to tell people. That our God is unchangeable. But our God has power to change everything. Because His justice never change. His love never change. His mercy never change. Because He is unchangeable God. But He has power to change nations. He has power to change countries. And He has power to change people's hearts. Because our God has power. He's a mighty God. You know, every individual in this world, and every group of these people in this world, and of every country in this world, they need to repent. You know, I'm not saying Naeem gospel. I'm sharing Jesus' gospel. Because in Matthew 4:17, Jesus' first message, His first sermon, His first topic was on repentance. He said, repent from your sins. Yeah. So Jesus is saying, repent from your sins. Every prophet, I said every prophet who came to this world, Abraham came to this world and he talked about repentance. Isaac came to this world and he talked about repentance. Ezekiel came to this world and he talked about repentance. Noah came to this world and he talked about repentance. The Moses came to this world and he talked about repentance. And the John the Baptist came to this world and he talked about repentance. Then our Savior came 2,000 years before and he talked about repentance. So it means that repentance is very important. Because everyone is talking about repentance. So it means that repentance is very important for individual, for families, for tribes, for nation, for country, and for this world. Because in just India, I said, they believe in 35 million gods. So 1.5 billion people, they're following false gods. They need to repent. In China, the 2 billion people following the Buddha, and the idols, they need to repent from the sins. Because they're doing sin against God. Because they're following false God. Yeah. Because repentance precedes restoration. Yeah. Repentance precedes restoration. When a single individual repent from the sins, it makes heaven happy. Because in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verse 10, it's when one single person repent from the sins and ask God for forgiveness, it will make heaven happy. Amen. So just imagine when 1 billion people will repent from the sins, how will it make heaven happy? When China will repent and ask God forgiveness, how will make heaven happy? Amen. When UK will repent, they can make heaven happy. Yeah. But who are responsible to tell people about Jesus Christ and tell people to repent from the sins? Today in this world, preachers are afraid to preach on this topic. I have so many friends who are against me on Facebook that, why are you preaching on repentance? Why don't you preach on a different topic, sir? So many arguments, sir. But I'm not stopping because Jesus started His preaching, His ministry on repentance, sir. Amen. Amen. We need to follow our Savior. You know, there are so many big names. There are so many great names. You know, I respect them and I pray that God bless them. But I'm not going to follow them. I will always follow my Messiah, my Savior. Because that's the best example for me.
Yeah.
You know, women love jewelry. That's common. It doesn't matter if woman's from India or from Africa or from UK, America. Women love jewelry. Ma'am, is correct?
Yeah.
What if you lose your earring? What you will do? You know, you will try your best to find your earring. You know, you will clean rooms, you will go to toilets, the kitchen, and you will try your best to find your earring. Why? Because you love your earring. Because you love your jewelry. And you will try your best to find your earring. What you will do when you will find your earring? You will be so much happy. No, if it's expensive, it's diamond, maybe you will invite a couple of friends for a cup of party. Oh, I found my diamond ring, you know. Because you will be happy to find your lost earring, a ring. What about God? What about God? God sent thousands of prophets. Go and find my children. My children are lost. Go to the India and find my lost children. Go to China. Go to Pakistan. Go to UK. Go to America. Go to Australia and find my lost children. And when a sinner repents, a And when a sinner repents and asks God forgiveness, it makes God happy. It makes heaven happy. Then angels in heaven, they have this great celebration on one single soul. As I said before in the beginning, that whole nation of Pakistan, the Christian community, I'm talking about the Christian, they're very thankful to the UK. They're very thankful to all the missionaries who went to our country and told us about Jesus Christ. So many people in our country, they've never been to UK. They've never been to America, Israel. But they love UK. They love America. They pray for America. They pray for UK. Because we believe we are one body of Christ. It doesn't matter about our colors. It doesn't matter about our nationalities, if we are tall, short. We are one body of Christ because the blood of Jesus Christ joined us together like a family. And we are the biggest family in this world today. You know, I saw some discrimination when I was studying in the USA. In my college, I was very hurt. Honestly, I was very hurt. But I received so much love from other people. So I can forgive them. That's okay. Maybe they don't know the true love of Jesus Christ. The love of Jesus Christ. If somebody have a true love of Jesus Christ, they will not discriminate with others. You know, they will share love because Jesus is love. So I was talking about repentance. That repentance precedes restoration. God sent Jonah go to Nineveh city. What he did? He disobeyed the word of God. And he went to a different place, Tarshish. But second time, he went to the Nineveh city. And he gave God message to the king of Nineveh. That repent from your sin because God is going to destroy the city. God is going to destroy everything and destroy all people. What they did? They repented. They repented from the sins. The king repented from the sins. The people of Nineveh, they repented from the sins. And God forgave them. But on the other hand, when God gave message to Noah, tell your people to repent because the world is full of wickedness. The world is full of sins. But people ignore Noah. Now, people are disrespecting Noah. Some people are calling him fool because he was building an ark. And that time, ark was totally something new for them. And people are thinking he's a fool. He's building an ark. But people rejected God's word. The people rejected God's message that God gave to Noah to tell his people. And they did not repent from the sins. So God has to destroy. And God destroyed the whole world. Because they did not repent. So it means the repentance is very important to restore your relationship with your Heavenly Father. Repentance is very important to restore your relationship with your Messiah, with your Savior, with your King. Repentance restore relationship with your Heavenly Father. Amen. And they did not listen to God. But Noah built the ark. And he saved his family. Yeah. Because they were walking with God. They repented. His children, his family repented. Yeah. And God saved his family. How can we save our families? How can we save our children? We are responsible for our children. We are responsible for our brothers and sisters. We are responsible for this nation. We are responsible for this world. So how can we save our families from destruction? Because God is going to destroy if the world is not going to stop sin. Because floods are coming. No, maybe some people are confused. I'm sharing a new theology. But yes, floods are coming. The floods of curse is coming. The floods of sins is coming. The floods of disease is coming. The floods of punishment are coming. We also need to build an ark. Not ark like Noah, but we need to build an ark. Actually, ark is ready. We just need to accept that ark. And today our ark is our Jesus Christ. If we believe in Jesus Christ and put our trust in Jesus Christ and accept Him as a Savior, we can save our families. From all floods, from all kind of floods, we can save our families through Jesus Christ. So how can we save this world? How can we save UK? How can we save the rest of the world? We need to tell them about Jesus Christ. Very simple, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the ark today for the whole world. We don't need Noah's ark. We don't need any ark. We don't need any ship. We need Jesus' ark today. Yeah. And Jesus' ark today can save us from all kind of floods.
Amen.
Who is responsible? Everyone is responsible. You know, Matthew 28:19. Go and preach and baptize them in the name of Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So who is responsible? Everyone, every individual who believe in Bible, every family who believe in Bible, every country who believe in Bible, every person who believe in Jesus Christ, they are responsible to share the gospel. They are responsible to tell people about Jesus Christ. They are responsible to bring people into the light from the darkness. We are all responsible. No, some people think maybe only the leaders, the preacher, evangelists, they are responsible. No, I said every person is responsible. Every person is responsible to share the gospel. If every person realizes their responsibility, you know, because Great Commission is not a suggestion. It's not an option. It's a command from our Savior. It's a command. And today there is so many ways that we can preach gospel and we can at least we can win one soul for Jesus Christ. And if we realize our responsibility, then we will not see this building around us. Then no false God will follow us. And then there will no one will dare to make a building around us. No, we gave them space. We gave them space. We gave them freedom. You know, in our country, maybe I'm wrong, but some of our people are very, you know, very against some, you know, policy UK, that they give so much freedom to these people. So much. It's very, very difficult for a Christian to get a visa to come to the USA, to go to the UK. It's very difficult, but it's very easy for a Muslim to get visa and come to the UK and come to the USA. It's very easy. We don't understand like what is happening in, you know, on a high level and on a political level. So it means that people, the leaders from here, top, they're against the Christianity. They're against the missionary work because a lot of people want to come here and want to give back what they receive from missionary. They want to give back because every person is praying for one more revival in this country. Because this country need revival one more time. Because people are praying. But at the same time, the devil is also working. You know, the devil army stopping God's people. But no one can stop God's people. No one can stop God's work. This nation belongs to Jesus. It was, it is, it will be.
Amen.
Nobody can shake. No, people can shake our building, but nobody can shake our faith. People can shake our building. They can take our buildings and make a different building, give a different name, but they will never able to shake our faith on our Savior.
Amen.
In our country, they burn so many churches. They kill so many people. But people have very strong faith on Jesus Christ. I don't know how hard is the persecution here, and what people can do with you if you tell somebody about Jesus Christ and tell them that my Jesus is the Son of God, my Jesus is the true Savior, and you are following false God. I don't know what they will do to you. But in our country, it's not the same. You cannot say a single word, you know, the people living by your neighbors, you know, the building. You can't say anything about them. They can chop your head, which is a single word against them, that you're following false God. Maybe here you have freedom, you can say anything. But in our country, we cannot say anything to the Muslim people about the religion. But they have freedom to say everything to the Christian, because they are saying the Bible has been changed. That Jesus Christ is not a son of God. He's not a God. Even in their book talk about only, I think, 4 or 5 times about Muhammad. But their book talk about over 25 times about Jesus Christ. And they don't understand the difference. Why their book need our Savior? Why their book need our Savior miracles? You know, their book need talk about, you know, their prophet, not the true prophet. There's a big difference. I felt my responsibility in 2009 that I'm responsible to win at least one soul for Jesus Christ. I was working with the church as the office manager, and but I was working for just for salary. Honestly, I was doing my job to feed my family, feed myself, and I got skin disease on my both feet. I'm making very short. I got skin disease on both feet, and doctor said that we need to cut your both feet because the disease is expanding on your leg. And if it expands on your leg, then we need to cut your leg. So it's better that we can cut your feet. I said, no. I was crying. I was worrying that if I lose my feet, what I'm going to do? Nobody's going to marry me. I was worrying about so many things, you know, as a human being. I was worrying about everything, about my future, about my family, about my personal life. I was crying. I was a choir member, but not like a spiritual, not like a real Christian, like a follower of Jesus Christ who can die for Jesus. But I pray to God and I challenge God that if you will heal me, then I will serve you rest of my life. If you will heal my feet, then this feet will serve you rest of my life. And this feet will go to different nations and tell them about you. If you will heal my feet. No, in just 1 week, God miraculously healed my both feet. Since that time, these feet are serving Jesus Christ because He gave me these feet. And I'm very thankful to my Father, my Heavenly Father, and my Savior that He healed my both feet. 19th of February, 2009, I gave my resignation and I started full-time ministry and started serving God. I left my job. I was worrying about my everything, needs, about my family. My family were really against because I left job. He said, "You're a graduate. What are you going to do here? In ministry, you're going to suffer. You're going to also a burden on us." I said, "I'm not going to burden on you. My God is going to take care of my all needs, and He's going to provide for me and for you all. So please don't put pressure on me because I promised God that if you will heal me, then I will serve you. Now He healed me. He gave me new feet than this feet for Jesus, and I will serve Him the rest of my life." And God started opening doors for me.
Amen.
He started blessing me. In 2010, I went to Sri Lanka, then Malaysia, then Thailand, then Switzerland. Then I went to America, then different countries. And I'm very thankful to God that God is providing my all needs because my trust is on God. It doesn't matter if I belong to third world country. I said it doesn't matter if I was born in a third world country because I belong to first class God. If any person who belongs to first class God, they're first class God. Because we believe in first class God. It doesn't matter if I was born in Pakistan. It doesn't matter for me. Because my trust, my faith on first class God. And I'm a first class child of God. So I'm very thankful to God that I believe in a true God. My brother and sister, we are one body of Christ. You know, I'm not a very I'm a very tiny servant. You know, I'm younger to so many people here. I'm just 28 years old, and but as a servant of God, you know, God gave me this chance, the opportunity to share the word of God with you. I only can tell you that please, you are all responsible for your nation.
Amen.
Don't wait for somebody else to come from other countries. From other nations, don't wait for Billy Graham, don't wait for Inhart Bonnke, or any big name, or Heidi Baker, or Joyce Ma, blah, blah, blah. No, you are responsible for your nations.
Amen.
You are responsible. No, there was a time when you shared the gospel with the rest of the world, whole world, you know, heard the Jesus because of you. You know, you don't need to depend on others. You need to awake your people. Just give them awakening call. Just pray for your people. Still, there are so many people who have passion to serve God. Just stand with them. Because we need revival one more time for this country. Because this country needs Jesus one more time. Because this country belongs to Jesus. Tell people to repent. Because when people, when a family, when individual, when nations, when tribes will repent from the sins, they can restore their relationship with their Father. They can restore their relationship with the Messiah because every person needs to repent. When there's repentance, after repentance, God is going to change everything for your family, for yourself, and for this nation, and for your country. If you feel this responsibility, according to Matthew 20:19, if you felt in your heart that you're responsible, don't need to take responsibility for Afghanistan, for Pakistan. Just take responsibility for your families, for your children, for your brother and sister. If your husband, take responsibility of your wife. If your wife, take responsibility of your husband. And tell them that they need to repent. Because if they want to, if they will repent, they can restore their relationship with God, with the Father. And then God will give everything. I said everything. Because he said, ask and shall be given. No, he didn't say, ask me a few things. He said, ask and shall be given. So it means that you can ask everything. He said, knock and will be opened. Seek and you will find. Everything you can ask God, and he will provide, he will give, he will protect you, and he will give you everything that you can imagine, that you can desire. So ask God for forgiveness for your country. Ask God forgiveness for yourself, for your families, for this nation, for United Kingdom. And God is going to give. Amen. Because he promised, ask and shall be given. Amen. We just need to ask him, and we just need to praise him. Because he's the King of the King, he's Alpha Omega. And his heart is very soft, you know. We can win his heart very easily. We also need to win soul for Jesus. But we also need to win Jesus' heart. How can we win Jesus' heart? When we repent and ask him in our heart as our Savior, we can win his heart. And when we will win his heart, he will give us everything that we desire, that we need, and that we want in our life. Thank you very much. And I pray that God bless you. Keep in your prayers. And my country. And our people. Just pray for them. We believe that he is coming. The king is coming. The time is coming very soon. Keep in your prayer. And definitely pray for Israel and Jerusalem. Because God promised. I will bless those who will bless you. I will curse those who will curse you. You know. And you can see that in this world, like 52 Muslim countries. In every country, war. Every country, bombing. Every country have problem because they curse Israel. They curse Jerusalem. They have problem, political problems, social problem, economical problem, because they curse Israel. They curse Jerusalem. If you want blessing, no, that's an open secret in the Bible. If you want blessing, if you want prosperity, if you want healing, just try, just test. Bless Israel and bless Jerusalem. You know, I did in my life. No, I can forget to pray for myself. I can forget to pray for my country. I can forget to ask anything. But I never forget to pray for Jerusalem. I never forget to pray for Israel. And God taking care of my all needs because his promise. And his promise never changed. His word never changed. His justice never changed. His mercy never changed. His love never changed. His care never changed because he is unchangeable God. And no one can change this book. Because this book has power to change. Who will try to change this book? Just share the word of God. And the word of God will does the work of God. Thank you very much one more time. God bless you. And keep me in your prayers. Thank you much. God bless you. Thank you very much.